Thank you, sir. Thank you, Chairman. Chairman, dear colleagues, France believes that the best chance of reaching an international framework that is effective and that puts development and the use of autonomous weapon systems within a respect for international humanitarian law is to continue to the end the process that has been begun here. The Convention on Certain Classical Conventional Weapons remains the correct location to address the legal aspects and other aspects underscored or that have arisen with this emergent technology under laws. This is also the only location in which it is possible to propose universally accepted measures implemented by states that might be developing laws. The work undertaken by the GGE over recent years has allowed us to make collective progress in our understanding of the challenges that arise with potential laws, as with the identification of paths that allow us to respond to these challenges. The last session of the GGE allowed for us to underscore the middle ground and that have come of the discussions in this group. Despite difficulties to move on progress made, these discussions were fruitful. They've shown the common desire of the delegations to move ahead within this group and under the CCW in order to reach a substantial and meaningful conclusion. We must continue along these lines within our mandate now strengthened. Chairman, France will continue to contribute actively to the work undertaken in the GGE. France thus has sent along a written response to your request for information on the characterization definition of the implementation of IHL, as well as on the measures for risk attenuation and confidence building measures. We have also transmitted with six other co-sponsors, Germany, Bulgaria, Denmark, Italy, Luxembourg, and Norway, an on-paper on the elements that would go into an instrument twofold that we believe could serve as a basis for our exchanges. In order to continue to make meaningful progress and to reach a concrete and substantial result by 2026 or before, we believe that the best way to achieve this is to structure the elements of an instrument according to a two-faceted approach. For France, the ideal approach would be for this instrument to become an additional protocol to the CCW in the framework of the high, in which the high contracted parties would be committed to fully renounce fully autonomous laws and will address a series of principles that would guide the national development of policies and measures for the implementation of this. This would accompany the development of and use of these weapons systems that are part